sit in silence, you look me in the eye directly. You met me, I think it's Wednesday, the evening, the mess we're in, and oh.
But things don't last forever, and somehow, baby, they never. Hi-Fi Dream, the deep dive. That was the Ramones. It probably seems unlikely you'd hear a Ramones song on this show, and you're right, but it makes sense. The Ramones, I Remember You from 1977. Before that, I would say the apex of the show, PJ Harvey with Tom York doing This Mess We're In from, just came out, I think that was 2000, right? Let me
2000,
pull up the sheet.
Yep.
2000, okay. It was right at the turn.
24 years ago.
Yeah. So around this same time, let me let you talk about the Ramones first, and I'll tell this little quick story.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think of it? Go ahead.
I never heard this song before, and I liked it. It is a softer side of the Ramones and punk, really, here. Everything's restrained and quiet. Like, the guitar's not too hard, the drums aren't too hard, the vocals are not too hard. So a lot of restraint being demonstrated here in the way they recorded it. I think there's a lot of live versions of the song out there that also sound, you know, a little bit more live, of course, and in your face. But this recording feels definitely very sincere and quiet. And, you know, I do remember. I remember you. So I think it's cool. It's a nice song. And would, for someone who might not be super familiar with the Ramones, I think it's a good way in, too.
Yeah, and most people know I Want to Be Sedated, right? Or,
right.
Or Hey Ho, Let's Go.
Let's Go,
or,
yeah. You know,
there's a lot of great Ramones songs that have become popular over the years, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Roll High School. This was an album cut. But so I would, in 2001, right after 9/11 happened, U2 put out an album called All That You Can't Leave Behind.
Yeah.
Right after 9/11 it happened. And it was like a lot of the songs on that album were kind of associated with the times. Beautiful Day was on there.
Right.
Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of.
Yeah.
There was, seemed like they applied to what was happening in the world, right, at the time. So they did a show at Irving Plaza. Now, you think of U2. In 2001, U2 was as big as any rock band in the world.
Yeah.
They were that popular.
Huge. Yeah.
So they did a show at Irving Plaza in New York, which holds probably 1,200 people. So you're talking about a band who was playing giant stadium, any football stadiums, that are, you know, 60, 70,000 people. They were well beyond playing tiny clubs.
Right.
But the album got released and they decided they were going to do this show. It was invite only. You couldn't buy tickets to this Irving Plaza show. I was working in radio and I was doing a top 40 station in the New York area. So I had a lot of access that most people wouldn't have even had in other radio markets, even bigger markets than New Jersey, you know, because I had New York right there.
Right.
So because of this, my boss at the time, who was the operations manager, and I got tickets to this U2 show from the label.
Exclusive, yeah.
And it was unbelievable. It was like landing a jet airliner on the roof of a apartment complex building. Just seeing this massive band get into this tiny venue. It was so packed in there, but they were so good. I wouldn't say I'm the biggest U2 fan these days. When I was a kid, I really loved them. But, like, you know, I appreciate them now and I like songs a lot. But this moment was amazing. And in about 3/4 of the way into the show, they stopped down and did a dedication to the Ramones.
Oh.
I forget which one. Maybe Dee Dee Ramone. Somebody passed away right around that time. So they did I Remember You as a tribute acoustically.
Wow. That's cool.
It's not available anywhere. I think you can get recordings. I think even on YouTube, there's a recording of that whole show so you could hear the performance. But that particular song, done by U2 acoustically, blew me away. And I already knew the song, but I heard it differently that night. And that was when I realized this is a great pop song. Like, this isn't just a punk song, you know?
Hmm.
And from that point forward, for the past 24 years or so, that's been that's my go-to Ramones song if I need one.
That makes a lot of sense now.
I was happy to play. And you said it kind of has a little bit of the rhythmic section of the guitar as This Mess We're In.
Right, right. So as many punk songs do, right? They have that kind of that very rhythmic guitar and kind of echoes the previous song from PJ Harvey.
Yeah, it was a good call, though. Maybe that's what I was hearing exactly when I was listening to This Mess We're In. So those were this is kind of like an interesting, I feel like, the high point of the show. But this is we finally take our turn to, like, high energy electronic music here. We kind of dabbled earlier, but this is the first time we go all in, and it usually happens at some phase of our show. Subtract, amazing song from an amazing album. Talk about it.
SBTRKT. It's that whole thing where you come up with a name and remove all the vowels and capitalize all the consonants, and you got a word. And some people understand what that means. So Subtract is the band.
It's only, I almost see it as the with vowels. You know that?
I guess.
Do you not see it like immediately and know the word?
No. I'm kind of like, what is the B? Like an eight, or I don't know. I'm not that hip. So this is a new phenomenon, and I don't think it's gonna last. So I'm not like committing.
This dude's been around for 15 years, 20 years, dude.
I'm just saying the style of coming up with names. They're gonna run out. Like, you can't just keep removing vowels. Like, there's going to be a band called RMNS, the Ramones, right?
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think you picked Subtract before with, they collaborated with, I think they're a producer. And this is no different of a collaboration, except for it's with Little Dragon, who I really like. And it was a new find, I guess, a new artist for me this year, having never heard them. And I think you introduced me to Little Dragon from another collaboration from a previous show. This song is called Wildfire from 2011. And it has a really, as you mentioned, it's electronic. It's a dance, kind of a dance song, but it's got a really sick, I call it a sick bass line, that is infectious to me. And I just love it. Combine that with the vocals, these kind of soulful, sassy vocals from Yukima Nagano of Little Dragon. I think it's a cool combo.
Oh, such a good combo. He's done stuff with a ton of vocalists. Sampha, you ever hear the R&B artist Sampha?
No.
Sampha. Sampha was on this album too, guest vocalist on this album. Also was part of the like live version of Subtract. Same with, remember the artist I had played weeks ago called Fabiana Palladino? I think I did a song called I Care. It's like a very R&B, 80s R&B kind of sounding song.
Oh, okay.
Balladish. Fabiana Palladino was his percussionist and synth keyboardist in this phase of this era of Subtract. Huh. But he does have collaborations. He's done stuff with Radiohead. We played them on the show. MIA, Mode Selector, Basement Jacks, Mark Ronson, all these great artists that both of us like a lot. This guy's collaborated with them. Thundercat, I believe. Anyway, this is a really interesting song off of a brilliant album. Little Dragon's voice seems to go so nicely with this style of music.
Yes,
exactly. Even though their own music is more like R&B, maybe a little bit slower, not as quite as overtly electronic.
Right.
But when she is placed into this scene, she holds up very well, and I almost feel like it even elevates whatever she's on.
Yeah, it's the sass, man. Her style is so sassy. Like the.
I love her voice.
Yeah.
One of my favorite female voices these days. The song is Wildfire. And again, what's the album name? Remind me. Is it self-titled?
I can find it. It's called Subtract.
Yeah, it's a self-titled. I thought so. Okay. This album was his real... Like, he'd done remix stuff before this, but this was one of those great albums around the time it came out. And guest vocal-wise, you had Sampha, you had Jesse Ware on this album.
Oh, okay.
Roses Gabor was on this album. So there's a lot of... All the songs have guest vocals except for one or two. So this will be the second-to-last song, and we won't come back at the end, but I will be playing Ginoli, a song called I'm in Love, which is a little bit more on the new disco sound. House disco, I would say. What would you say about this?
I think it's a little mix of a bunch of different things. Definitely dancey, electronic, it's got a mix of different... It's like a buffet of sounds, I think, and lots of different parts and different... not cliche, but familiar dance themes, I guess, all stitched together. I even hear like a little bit of a sample, like a Moby-like sample, and it's like, hey, from that song.
Oh, yeah.
But very pleasant and groovy, and a good way to lead out the show.
Yeah, it does. I have been, I guess I'm looking on paper and seeing our past shows. In the last year, I've been digging this like 80s R&B funk sound, but modernized with electronic music. And there's definitely something going on there for me right now in these days.
Really like pulling out of context eras and saying these guys sound like they're from the 60s, but they're actually
Sort of like how you like collaborations.
Yeah.
I tend to like things that reimagine other sounds from different eras.
Correct.
And this is a good example. And actually, earlier in the show was the same thing because I did that with Moi Je.
Yeah.
It's kind of drawn, or it's the clientele drawing from the 60s, right, and British, you know, sort of British psychedelic soft rock or pop.
It's anachronistic when it's like you're that guy who dresses up in chainmail and goes to Renaissance fairs.
I guess I am, even though I never,
musical anachronism. That's what you are.
I moonlight as the chain link. So this song is Ginoli, and it's called I'm in Love. But the first song you'll hear is Subtract Wildfire to end out the show. Anything else you want to add before we play these?
No, what a very eclectic show as always. But this was probably better than the last one, I would say.
And I would say so too.
Yeah.
I think that every show gets better, but this will be, so we only have two more shows of the year after this, I believe. Yeah. And then we're going to do our next week's show. I think we're going to do all of our favorite songs from 2024. For me, I picked my favorite songs from Hi-Fi Dream that I never played on the deep dive.
Yeah. And for me, I'm picking what I think are the big albums, like a whole album, what artists put out that really kind of, I guess, to me, represent Hi-Fi Dream or the best of. And that's not easy to do with only five songs, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and I did too. It was hard for me to pick. I actually, if you were watching on the shared document, I changed the songs like five times.
That's how
because I actually was playing songs. I chose two songs that I had already played on a show. And then I was like, you know what? There's so many I've never played. Even though these other songs probably were good enough and my favorites of the year, I was trying to be like, you know, play something new. So anyway, that's next week's show. And then after that, we're going to be doing our special New Year's show, which is going to be like dancey party music. We each pick an hour of music mixed. So
That's right. It's
going to be fun. I'm going to start working on that this weekend. So.
All right, let's go.
All right, kid, let's play the last two songs. Thanks to everybody for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll be back next week with another edition. So here you go, Subtract, Hi-Fi Dream.
See you next time.
Rushing in the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to sit the line? Cause the thrills that run up my back. You must die, nothing else can leave me off track. You're gonna rise high. You're
This is The Deep Dive with Greg and Willis.